Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Joining me now, as he does every Wednesday morning, is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
President Donald Trump gave his State of the Union address last night. The president made references to the auto industry in Michigan and took credit for some jobs moving to the region. What parts of the speech stood out to you as being especially relevant here in Michigan?
Well, as you say, President Trump said that he'd halted government mandates that crippled American auto workers, and he specifically talked briefly about Fiat Chrysler bringing jobs back from Mexico, and indeed Fiat Chrysler says they're going to close a plant and bring 2,500 jobs back to Michigan, Sterling Heights, I believe, and they said that this was possible because of the new GOP tax bill. Now, beyond that, what Trump talked about was foreign automakers, automakers whose headquarters are in other countries, mainly Japan, building plants here, but they're not building those in Michigan.
The Michigan State University Board of Trustees is expected to name former Governor John Engler as MSU's interim president at a board meeting later today. Former President Luanna Simon stepped down after criticism of her handling or lack of handling of the Larry Nassar case. Engler is a Republican who served as governor from 1991 to 2003. Do you like the choice of Engler as an interim replacement?
Well, I was taken aback at first. Engler was a highly polarizing figure, but, and I'm going to talk more about this at 1:30 today, he was somebody who got things done. He'd been in the legislature 20 years. That was before term limits kicked in. And he was very, very effective, much more effective than either Jennifer Granholm or Rick Snyder has been since. So if you can bring that effectiveness into dealing with Michigan State's problems and sort of clear the dead wood and put in some culture of transparency before he leaves for perhaps a more conventional president. He's just an interim. We don't know whether it means 1 year or 2 years or what it means. If he can do all that, it'll turn out to have been a very good choice.
The Office of State Attorney General Bill Schuette is investigating what went wrong at Michigan State as Larry Nassar's abuse continued despite apparent warning signs there. The pending appointment of Engler as MSU's interim president creates a situation where you have a prominent Michigan Republican and former governor leading the institution being investigated by a prominent Michigan Republican who's running for governor. Do Schuette and Engler have connections that could create a perception problem for that investigation?
Oh, well, that's putting it mildly. I mean, first of all, a federal judge told me that this entire investigation is wrongheaded. The attorney general shouldn't be doing it. You should have a one-person grand jury with the power to subpoena people, grant immunity, etc. So you've got Schuette running for governor. In addition, Schuette was a patron of Engler. Schuette's one false move was he ran for the U.S. Senate in 1990, the year Engler was elected governor, and Schuette got smeared, defeated by Carl Levin, and Engler promptly gave him a job as agricultural commissioner and was a mentor for his career. So these men have ties going way, way back, and there may be at least some awkwardness on paper, and they may do a superb job, but people are still going to question the findings because of some of these things.
The back and forth over Enbridge Energy's oil and gas pipeline in the Mackinac Straits continues. The state's Pipeline Safety Advisory Board, which is a panel that was created by Governor Snyder, urged the governor to temporarily shut down the line until it can be thoroughly inspected. But Snyder said no this week, citing concerns about a possible propane shortage. I should note here that Enbridge is a corporate sponsor of Michigan Radio. Why is the governor going against the board on this?
Well, because it's politically expedient, it's a quick and easy way, it might create all sorts of logistical nightmares. There have been propane shortages in the Upper Peninsula. A lot of folks there depend on that fuel. You may get lawsuits if you shut this pipeline down. But, of course, if something were to happen, if you were to have a cataclysmic accident, that would sort of be the end of any attempt by the governor to rehabilitate his reputation. So I think that politicians regard closing the pipeline the way I regard going on a diet. It would be a very good idea, but I'm going to put it off as long as I possibly can.
On that note, Jack, thanks a lot.
Eat hearty.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45.